Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow are among the top nominees at the MTV VMAs. And Britney Spears fights her mom and her friend over text messages. It's Tuesday, July 26th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Lil Nas X, Jack Harlow, and Kendrick Lamar are among the top nominees for the 2022 MTV Video Music Awards, with 7 each. Close behind with 6 nods apiece are Doja Cat and Harry Styles, and Canada is represented by The Weeknd and Drake with 5 nominations each, Justin Bieber with 4, and Avril Lavigne with 2. Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow are recognized for their hit Industry Baby, which is up for Best Video, Best Collaboration, and in categories like Best Direction and Best Visual Effects. Both rappers are also vying for Artist of the Year. Lamar's nominations include Best Hip Hop for N95 and Video for Good for The Heart Part 5. Other artists up for MTV VMAs this year include Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, Lizzo, and Olivia Rodrigo. The list has 26 first-time nominees, including Måneskin, Gayle, and Karol G. The VMAs will be handed out on August 28th in Newark, New Jersey. Britney Spears sparked a war of words with her mother Lynn Spears on Monday after she posted screenshots of text messages she claimed that Lynn ignored. The pop star, who subsequently deleted the post, said the messages were sent in 2019 while she was still in a conservatorship. In one, she wrote, "He was saying he wants to up the Seroquel, and I'm like, whoa, horsey, go F yourself. Seroquel I thought was a sleep aid, but it's for bipolar and is way stronger than lithium." Seroquel is an antipsychotic medication for treatment of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. "I literally feel sick all the medicine in my stomach," Britney wrote. "I feel like he's trying to kill me. I swear to God I do." Britney also accused her friend Jansen Fitzgerald of not responding to her text messages. In an Instagram story, Fitzgerald shared a screenshot of a text conversation with her and Britney. "I've always felt like some of my messages were deleted," she wrote, adding that both she and Lynn tried to help Britney when she was in a mental health facility in 2019. "We were also very cautious of what we would write in messages because we had a feeling that her phone was being monitored," Fitzgerald wrote. "When she left the facility, my phone number was blocked from her and we never spoke again." Lynn shared Fitzgerald's response in an Instagram post and captioned it, "Britney, I have all the whole conversations as well. I hurt for you that you feel that the people that love you the most betrayed you. Let me come to you. I love you." Late Monday, Britney fired back with a lengthy message for her mother. "You have some nerve showing your text when you know you guys hurt me so bad it's not even funny," she fumed. "Play the responsible perfect parents and go to church in Louisiana. It's all a joke. You ruined it all for me. I don't ever remember getting a text from you." Britney added, "You abuse me. Yes, I will say it, and it blows my mind that you still play the prayer-loving mom." Also in the deleted post, Britney shared a message to her former lawyer, who was appointed by the court, in which she told him she wanted to go to court to get her medical rights and end the conservatorship. "When this program is over, I don't want to work at all. I want to live for me and have an adventurous life." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.